Thou shalt not quit. That's the 11th commandment. And I came up with that, but the Bible is very clear that it is a good commandment. Thou shalt not quit. The devil will hit us with everything he has, but we can win only. He can only win against us if we quit. He wants to discourage you, put depression on you, and just tell you you might as well give up. You're a loser. How many losers do we have here? Raise your hand. There's no losers here, devil. Yay. And we have to make up our mind that we are going to win. We're not going to quit. Jesus tells us not to quit. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, this is from the Message paraphrase version. I normally use the versions that's closest to the Greek. I spend a lot of time studying the translations in the Greek to try to get as close to the real meaning of the Greek words as I possibly can. But some of these paraphrases really make it come alive. You just have to know it's a paraphrase. But here goes Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Jesus told them a story showing that it was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit. How many of you know that is well stated? It's not a word-for-word translation, but that is what it means. Verse 2, he said, Jesus said, there was once a judge in some city who never gave God a thought and cared nothing for people. I mean, no, there's judges and lawyers and preachers just like that. There's people all over the place that really do not care about people, and you can tell if you're paying attention. A widow in that city kept after him. I mean, if we're going to get answers to our prayers, we need to stay after prayer and stay after the devil to chase him off, because God is not hard of hearing, but the devil's trying to hinder our prayers. As in the case of Daniel, there was a demon even hindering the angel that was on the way to give Daniel an answer. So there's a spiritual warfare going around us, so we must stay persistent in prayer, and that's what Jesus is teaching us. A widow in that city kept after him. After the judge, my rights are being violated. Protect me. It may have been that someone cheated her out of her home. Maybe that someone had cheated her out of her Social Security check. I mean, no, they didn't have Social Security checks, but they may have cheated her out of her money. So she says, my rights are being violated. Protect me. Verse 5, but because this widow won't quit badgering me. I mean, no, sometimes we need to badger the devil. Take authority over him. Like Jesus said, devil, it is written, it is written, it is written, be gone. And sometimes we have to stand our ground, and it takes time. But because this widow won't quit badgering me, I'd better do something and see that she gets justice. Jesus said, because she won't quit, the judge will do something. Are you a wimp? Do you pray 15 seconds and say it's not working and quit? I press in and keep going until I get victory in my heart. That's what we all need to do, and that's what Jesus Christ is saying to do. Jesus is saying men ought to pray and not give up, not to quit, not to faint, as the King James says. God will bring about justice for his chosen ones who will not quit. Pursue, and you will recover all, is what God told Daniel when many nights, I believe it were, burned the city where his wife and children were. His soldiers, the men that were with him, they took their wives and all their possessions and left. And God said to David, pursue and you will recover all. Sometimes we got to really pursue. When things get really difficult, we need to pursue. Go after it. I had a situation like that myself just recently. And the Lord gave that verse to me. He says, pursue and you recover all. I didn't know exactly what the recover all meant, but I knew what the pursue meant. I had several things I could do, and I pursued them all. And one of them worked. Can you say amen? You can't get discouraged if things seem to be going the wrong direction. Galatians, I mean, think this is okay so far. Okay. Galatians 6. Verse 9, now this is another paraphrase from the Message. That is a so-called translation, but it's really a paraphrase. Galatians 6, 9, so let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. Do you ever just get tired and say, I've been serving God and obeying him and going to church, giving and doing all these things, and I'm just tired. How many of you feel like that? Well, I do sometimes. And the devil says, well, it's not working. That's why the devil, just hang around. It'll work. You've got to be patient and stand your ground and believe God. So let's not allow ourselves, it says, to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, you'll harvest a good crop if you don't give up or quit. Well, I'm just tired of going to church every Sunday. I think I'll just stay in and rest. Those folks, if there's anyone like that doing this day, they're missing one of the best messages they've ever heard. They may wind up quitting because they didn't hear this message. Amen. People quit because they don't have the Word of God. Amen. If you come here on Sunday morning, you're going to get the Word of God. And you're going to get something that will work for you. Every time. And as two or three people have said, my sermons are like a success seminar. This is what you would hear in a success seminar. Amen. Never quit. Never give up. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, you'll harvest a good crop if you don't give up or quit. The people of this church have been sowing good seed. Staying faithful. So many people have been here almost as long as I have. I've been here 45, and several of these have been here 40, 42. 30-something years, staying faithful to the call of God on their lives. So the people of the church have been sowing good seed, and the harvest will come to all of us if we do not quit or get discouraged. I don't get discouraged, and I don't quit. If I feel discouraged, I encourage myself in the Lord, like David did, praying over the word. Some people sow but quit before the harvest comes in. Don't get discouraged with yourself. Some people say, well, I'm just not doing very well. I just don't think I'm going to be able to make it. Hey, it's not about you. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Say that. Everybody say that with me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Therefore, I will not quit. Come on. I will not quit. I'll not quit on this job until God tells me he's through with me. You may be discouraged with your job. Who knows? It may be in the near future you'll get a great promotion if you stay there. If you stay there, it may be that another guy will come by that needs somebody like you and pay you double. So you got to be patient where you are. Do not give up. Do not quit. Stay focused on the Lord. If he tells you to move on, move on. But if he doesn't, stay. Don't get discouraged with yourself. Mark 4:16, others, like seed sown on rocky soil. Now, this is the NIV. It's a little bit of a paraphrase, but it's closer to the Greek. It's a good one, NIV. Others, like seed sown on rocky places. Now, this is the parable of the sower. And we know the parables of Jesus Christ will teach us how to live life. And so this sower sowed seed. Some fell on the wayside and birds got it. Some fell among the thorns and it couldn't get good roots, so it withered. And then some fell among the thorns and they choked it out. It didn't produce. Some seed fell on good ground and it produced a great harvest. Are you good ground? I made up my mind, I'm going to be good ground. How do you become good ground? You listen to the word, believe the word, and act on the word. And obey everything the Lord tells you to do. Mark 4:16. This is the parable of the sower. Others, like seeds sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. Verse 17, and since they have no root, because they're rocky soil, they haven't been really believing the word, meditating on the word, studying the word, being in a church where the word is preached, they're rocky soil. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. When people start criticizing, well, you go into that spirit-filled church, they believe in the power of God over there. How can you believe in the power of God? How can you not? How can you not? How many of you have seen people like this? Boy, they come to church and they all excited, dancing around. And I don't get too excited about those kind of people because a lot of times they just last a little while and they're gone. And God's looking for people who will get in there and stick. We've got a ton of people. Many people here have been sticking here for close to 40 years, 30, 40 years. You see, some make a commitment to the Lord and are happy until trouble or persecution comes, then they quit. When the times get tough, how's it go? The tough get going? Am I telling the right, Milton? Okay. We cannot quit just because the devil causes trouble for us. He's caused me a lot of trouble right here for 45 years. But you just got to keep going, keep believing God, and got to take care of it. Or just because something doesn't please us, we can't just throw fault. We have to stay where God put us. Verse 22, the one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it out, making it unfruitful. There's a lot of Christians that get so tried, so sidetracked with all the business. Got to take the kids to this game, that game, the other game. Got to be at this party. Got to be at this event. They get so caught up in all of the business of this life, they allow the word of God just to wither up. You got to take time for God and take time for the word of God. It doesn't matter how busy you get. You say, well, I'm just too busy to read the Bible. No, you're not. The devil's telling you that. You make time for the things you want. You make time to go to Starbucks. Some of you even like Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know why, but you make time for Dunkin' Donuts. I'm kidding. We make time for our favorite TV show. We make time for our favorite movie. We make time for everything we want. We need to make time for God and his word if we want to be productive. And that goes for your job and your career, too, because as you get in the word of God and come to services like this, God will give you success sermons and success messages that will help you be successful at work. I may be saving somebody's career right now. You can't quit because things are not going to suit you right now. God tells you to move on, but you better know he told you. Okay. And don't get so caught up in business that you neglect the word of God, because that's where your faith comes from. How can you take up a shield of faith if you don't have one? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And it comes by hearing and hearing. Well, I've heard that message before. Well, faith comes by hearing and hearing and rehearing. I have to rebuild my faith almost every day with many of the same scriptures. Verse 23, but the devil tells us stuff like that. You know, that's the same old thing. No, it's the word of God is never, ever the same old thing. It's a lie. My word is spirit and life. Verse 23, but the one who received the seed that fell on good ground is the man, listen, who hears the word. Are you hearing what the word is, God is saying to you today from his word? But the one who receives received the seed that fell on good ground is a man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop. The Holy Spirit will give you understanding. And the Holy Spirit will begin to apply this message to your life right now. He'll begin to show you areas where you can really strengthen yourself. And in the times of discouragement, show you ways to encourage yourself from the word of God. And a good way to get encouraged is come to a church where the word of God is preached. Not just football stories and all kind of fancy stories. Well, tell stories. Well, it's okay to tell Bible stories. Jesus told this story right here, the sower, and I'm repeating it. So I believe in stories, but they need to magnify the word of God. And not just make you feel good. So what does all this mean? If we do not quit, we will produce great things for the kingdom of God. And listen, no matter what God's called you to do, that's the call of God on your life. He's called you to be a businessman. He wants you to be successful as a businessman. And we got a lot of business people right here. A lot of you on your way to become millionaires if you don't get discouraged over something. Or get depressed or get down. So Somebody say, praise the Lord. I mean, if you go, millionaires don't quit. They don't quit when they're broke. They don't quit when they're broke. They don't quit. There is an unwritten 11th commandment, thou shalt not quit. And you see it here in the teachings of Jesus Christ. I made a commitment at 15 years old. I'm going to serve you, Lord, if it kills me. And a few times I thought it was, but I just kept on trucking. Can you say amen? And somehow God always reaches down and pulls me out. Even when I lose faith and begin to sink like old Peter walking on water, he got his eyes off of Jesus, got his eyes on the wind and the waves, got discouraged and began to sink. And he cried out to the Lord, help me, Lord, save me. And the Lord pulled him out, even though he lost faith. How many times has God pulled me out? And he'll pull you out too, as long as you don't give up and don't quit. Peter was still crying out to God as he went down. Y'all glad you came to church yet? Got one person right there that said yes. Matthew 10:22. This is good. Just keep listening. I'll find something here in a minute you like. Matthew 10:22. This is a New King James Version. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Jesus said they hate you, they hated me first. These secular humanist Marxists are really trying to take over this country right now. They hate God. They will tell you he does not exist. They'll tell you that there are no absolutes. There's no truth. And there is no accountability because there's no God. And God says they're fools. And a lot of us listen to them. We try to mix Christianity and secular humanism together. It doesn't mix. You can't mix God with, there is no God. And man, it's just an accident of evolution. If you believe that, you really have, in my opinion, you have mental problems already. Look in the mirror and look at your eyeball. You think that just evolved from a little speck out in the ocean? Come on, give me a break here. That's the most sophisticated camera that's ever been made, and God made it, but it's an accident. Go ahead and look at all the birds. I mean, there's birds this big, the little hummingbirds. And then there's eagles, what, 8-10 foot wingspan? Oh, that's just an accident of evolution. If you believe that, you got a serious problem. That's what the secular humanists are teaching our kids. And because we're not bringing them to church and getting involved in Sunday school and teaching them the word, they're believing the liars. Where's your kids this morning? Where's your grandkids? Good question. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on the word. Pursue, pursue, pursue what you know is right. Amen. Amen. Do everything you can to get your family members and kids in church. Well, they may not like it. Well, you came and you evidently like it. Some of you have been here for 40 years. Maybe they will like it. Thank you, Jesus. When people persecute us and hate us, we cannot quit. We must stay faithful to the end. If God delivered Israel from Egyptian slavery, as we saw the other day, the other Sunday, he'll deliver us out of our mess. If we'll stay faithful. Hebrews 3:14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of a covenant steadfast to the end. If we want to be partakers of the things Christ has provided, we cannot quit. Donnie and I have had it rough at times here in Knoxville. There's been times, and one time I had in my own mind, I'd already quit. Yay. And I had the kids enrolled in another school, another city. I was out of here, but God wouldn't let me go. He sent a prophet to McDonald's, picked me out of the crowd, and he says, the grass is not greener on the other side of the fence. I've called you to be a watchman over this city, and you're not to leave. It really made me mad because I wanted to leave. But I was laying on bed one day and I was thinking I was a problem. I said, Lord, this was many, many, many years ago. I said, Lord, what this church needs is a good pastor. I got it started and I'm bringing a good pastor. I was laying on bed praying. I said, God, isn't there somebody that can pastor this church? And I heard him say, yes. I said, well, who is it? He hesitated. On purpose. He can be like that. says, you. And here I am, been here 45 years, just doing the best I know how to do. All I know to do is hear and obey. When he told me 10 years ago to raise $40,000 to fix up this church, I thought I'd lost my mind. And I think some of you may have thought it too. But we set a goal, me and the board started, because God told us to, started raising money, $40,000 a year. And then each year he began to double it and triple it. And if we complete this year, it would be well over $800,000 we've raised to fix this building up. You may think, well, that's not important. Well, we'd be here without air conditioning if we hadn't done that. It's about $200,000 just for air conditioning. How many like being in a cool church? And Dottie and I have had it rough at times, but we will not quit. And Dottie's just as stubborn about that as I am. And God continues to help us and bless us no matter what. I feel like the Lord recently gave me this word. How many have heard the rumor that I'm getting older? I told you, Lynn's 39, I'm 49. I've been 49 for decades. And I was thinking, well, I'm getting older now. I can just kind of cruise. Everything will be okay. And Lord says, no, you're not. You're not going to cruise. He gave me this word from Hebrews. It says, maintain the same diligence to the end. Yes. So why do you keep doing all these things? Because I got to maintain the same diligence. Yes. I can't claim a few aches and pains. And, well, I got to slow down. Well, I'm backing off some things because I feel like God has called me to do some other things. And I got to make time to do the other things. Like somebody want me to write a book on fasting and healing and miracles. And I'm trying to do that. I have to back off. I've been doing the work of three or four pastors for 40 years, and so I got to back out, and I'm glad to do it, not complaining. It's my, you know, it's my decision. I got to back off of something in order to spend some time writing. And you think I might have a good book in me. As it looks right now, there's going to be on my tombstone, it's going to say, here lies a good book. It never got written. Dolly Parton is 80. She just started a new chain of stores, just kind of like Bucky's. And they asked her, well, why are you doing this? She said, well, I can't leave it to Beaver. Have you ever heard of Leave It to Beaver, the TV show? I think she put Beavers on it. Can't leave it to Beavers, Bucky's the Beavers. Colonel Sanders was bankrupt at 65 years old. But instead of giving up, he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken at times has saved my life. I wouldn't have had anything to eat if it hadn't been for Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was a friend of mine. He was right there in Louisville. His headquarters right there in Louisville. Well, I was there. I was there 9 years. Was it nine? Yeah, 9 years. 3 years in Lexington, 12 years in Kentucky. So I'm 12 years a Kentuckian. But he was a friend of mine. He actually came and spoke to my children's church, talked to my kids. I mean, once they had about 500 or 600, and he just came in and talked to them. He loved the kids. He loved spending time with kids and talking to kids more than he did adults. When I think about giving up or quitting, I think about him. 65 years old, bankrupt, and started Kentucky Fried Chicken, and died a multi-millionaire. There's hope for people who will not quit. He actually traveled in his car, slipped in his car, 65 years old, peddling his recipe. Ended out a multimillionaire. Quitters lose out. Say quitters lose. Say it again. One more time. They do. How can you win if you quit? If a football player quits, he's not going to win. If the team gets discouraged and just lays down, well, we're not doing very good, just lay, they're going to lose for sure. There's teams that's been so far behind, there's absolutely no way possible they catch up, and yet they did catch up and won because they didn't quit. You can't quit up here and you can't quit here. You got to keep believing and keep going. And that applies in prayer. That's why Jesus told that story of the unjust judge. You've got to keep on bugging. You're not bugging God. It's the devil trying to hinder you, to hinder your prayers. You've got to pray through that barrier, through that discouragement, through that wet blanket of discouragement, I call it. Pray through it and get out into the light of the Holy Spirit, and God will give you wisdom and direction to govern your path. So that you come out on top. Quitters lose out. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. This is that message again. Paraphrase. So don't throw it all away now. That's well put. Don't throw it all away. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing. Hey, it's still a sure thing. Isn't that a good word? And it's based right on the real Greek. Verse 36, but you need to stick it out. Stick it out. Stay with God's plan so you'll be there for the promised completion. The Word of God says God will complete what He started. You may feel like you're a loser and a failure right now, but God has begun something in you, and if you'll stay faithful, you will come out on top every time. Why? Because God is not a loser. He didn't create any junk. So I'm just a loser. No, you may think so because the devil told you that. You may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer. It doesn't matter. He's sharp. He'll take care of you. He said, well, I'm just kind of dumb. Well, it doesn't matter if you're dumb. He'll make you look smart. Somebody say amen. That's my hope, that God will make me look smart. my prayer, my faith. But you need to stick it out. Staying with God's plan so you will be there for the promised completion. You won't be there for the completion if you give up. And I don't care if your family's for you or against you. My daddy wouldn't help me one dime to go to college. But I worked my way through, and God always gave me a good job. I didn't get any scholarships. You have to be smart to do that. I was no country boy. I spent my time making cows, slopping pigs. I didn't have time to get involved in all the sports and stuff. And I had, once I had really dedicated my life to the Lord really helped me make pretty good grades. Good grades compared to some. But I depended on God. I went through high school and college saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And I made it through. Can you say amen? With pretty good grades. Verse 39. But we're not quitters who lose out. That's their paraphrase. And that's really what it means. We're not quitters who lose out. No. We'll stay with it and survive, trusting all the way. Trusting God all the way. It is still a sure thing. Can you say amen? Says a sure thing. The promise of God is a sure thing. Remember Joseph? He had a dream. People bowed down to him, treating him like royalty. And what happened? His brother sold him into slavery. Then he wound up in prison because he refused to hang out with the boss's wife. 13 years after he had that dream, Pharaoh come knocking to the prison door and made him prime minister. He didn't give up on the dream. You can read the story. He stayed true to God. He continued to prophesy over people. He continued to help people. He was the best jailer. They made him over the whole jail. He was a godly man, and God remembered him and promoted him to prime minister. Hang in there. Don't quit. Well, look what everybody's done to me. It doesn't matter what everybody's done to you. What is God going to do? It's what matters. What is God going to do? God's going to do what He promised. Get you a promise. If you don't have a promise, that's on you. There's a promise in this message for you somewhere. And when He grabs you, He goes like this. Now I see. Take that, memorize it, and quote it the rest of your life. But we're not quitters or who lose out. Oh, no, we stay with it and survive like little Joseph, trusting all the way up through that end. It is still a sure thing, but we must stick with it. We must not throw it away. We must not give up on our dream. Hebrews 10:35, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance. What am I reading now? I'm reading the same thing now. And the New American Standard Version, which is updated version, New American Standard Updated Version, which is probably the most accurate next to the King James. It says in these words, same thing. Do not throw away your confidence. Do not throw away your faith, which have a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that you, when you've done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. In other words, do not throw it away. Do not give up. Do not quit. We must stick with it. If everybody I pray for dies, I'm going to keep praying for people. Amen. Well, you're praying somebody died. That's okay. I'm going to keep praying. My line might get shorter. May not be anybody in my line. But as long as I got people in my line, I'm going to keep praying for them. Can you say amen? Amen. Why? Because I don't quit. God's told me to pray for people, and I'm going to keep praying. My greatest ministry, I feel like, is intercessory prayer. I'm just going to keep doing it. Well, I prayed, and so-and-so died. Well, listen, when it comes to death, that's between that person and God. You can't go around prophesying somebody's going to live because you want them to live. Sometimes there's circumstances and things you have no control over. Somebody say amen. Amen. And I was praying for a person very important to me, very important to this church. And had cancer and they were dying. And I said, God, 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 I need them. I need you to help. The Lord spoke to me and gave me a scripture of the Bible that says there's evil coming in their lives. And I'm going to take them out so they avoid that evil. Amen. And he didn't answer my prayer. He took her out. God doesn't need my permission. And I don't care who you are. You don't know all that God knows. Amen. Somebody say amen. There's a man here in the church. I loved him. Everybody loved him. He was a big help, blessing to people. He was dying. I remember this one lady. He's going to live. I command. He's going to live. He's going to live. And God told me, no, he's not going to live. I'm going to take him to heaven. But I kept agreeing with her. I kept praying. God let him live. But God took him to heaven. When it's between you and God, it's between you and God. Amen. But if God gives me a word on it, then I can proclaim it. Can you say amen? Nancy Jenkins, in a bad accident, one of her legs was totally crushed. When it healed, it was an inch and a half shorter than the other. The Lord spoke to me in church, said, I'm going to grow her leg out. And I just blurted out in front of the whole church. This was 2004. I just shouted it out. God's going to grow that leg out. And the devil says, you nut. That leg's not going to grow out. He tried to kill my faith. That leg's not going to grow out, and you're going to look like a false prophet. A year to the day, 2005, I believe in November, the Lord said, tonight's the night. I called her up, set her in a chair, put her feet in my hands, and all you doubters, unbelievers ran up to watch it. I mean, you're not. No preacher here is going to pull anything over you. Over on you. And her leg was just like that, about an inch and a half shorter. And I didn't even have time to press. In the name of Jesus. And it just grew right out like that. He said, well, I don't believe that. Well, I don't care if you do or not. It happened. And we got witnesses that saw it. Stan Watkins saw it. Rose saw it. When she walked up, she's walking like this. When she left, she's walking like this. And she said she had no faith at all. When her leg grew out, she was totally shocked. It was just a word God gave me. You can do that if you get a word. Somebody say amen. Amen. Well, this is good, but I'm going to have to wind her down. Thank you, Jesus. You have need of endurance so that when you've done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. James chapter 5, verse 7. How much time do I got? Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. You too, be patient, endure, and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Do not grumble against each other. Don't blame somebody else for your problems. Verse 11. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. we consider blessed those who persevere. Listen to this. Those who persevere are blessed. Listen to the rest of this story. You have heard of Job's perseverance. Now, this is the NIV. It's much closer to the Greek. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. People talk all the time about poor old Job, poor old Job. I'm just like poor old Job. Poor old Job only had that trial for about Bible scholars say it only lasted about 6 to 9 months. And he had it comforters that sat there and discouraged him. And you know they didn't sit there for years. It was about 6 to 9 months. And then God restored everything. If you're just like old Job, repent as he did, get healed, delivered, and prosper, and be blessed as he was. If you're like Job, you have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. See, Satan failed to defeat Job. Why? Because Job would not quit. He almost did. He sounded like he's going to if you listen to all his complaints. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, he goes on to say. So we are here to do what God has called us to do until the end. We don't give up. We don't quit. Thank God Job didn't quit. We must never stop believing for spiritual, financial, and physical healing and restoration. If we'll stay faithful, God will come through for us. Job chapter 42, verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. It's like the devil had him captive, and he was just beating him half to death. He said, well, it was God. No, it wasn't God. It says plainly, it was the devil. Well, God allowed it. Well, God allows us to face the devil too. God allowed Jesus Christ to face the devil. It says the tempter came to Jesus and tempted him for 40 days and 40 nights. He's not going to miss you. Just don't quit. Stay faithful. Stand on the promises. Stand in a good church, and God will help you. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Why don't people read that? Well, I'm just like poor old Job. If you're like Job, he was perfect. He wasn't perfect. He repented. What did he repent of? He was a doubter. He lived in fear. Abraham was exactly the opposite. Abraham lived by faith, and he didn't have all the problems of Job. Amen. They lived at about the same time. Neither one of them had a Bible. Neither one of them knew anything about the devil. They didn't have a Bible. They didn't have an old covenant. Nothing. But God just spoke to him and dealt with them. And God delivered Job. Job didn't even know there was a devil to resist like you do. You see, Job lost his children, his health, wealth, and never gave up. He got very discouraged. Job was discouraged, had a bad attitude, wished he could die. Just read it. But instead of giving up, he repented, and God restored his health, his family, and possessions. Quitters lose. Job didn't quit. Verse 16, Job 42. After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons. He restored his family. And saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of years. If Job won, you can win.